President Cyril Ramaphosa has affirmed South Africa will not change its position on supporting Palestine after the formation of the GNU with parties which hold diverse views on the war.
Our principled solidarity with the peoples burdened under the yoke of oppression and subjugation will not waver. We stand in solidarity with the peoples of Western Sahara and Palestine, and we continue to support Cuba as well. On Friday last week, as members of this House were debating, the International Court of Justice issued an advisory opinion on the state of Israel's continued occupation of Palestine and the construction of settlements in the West Bank, ruling that this was illegal under international law. The court said this should come to an end and as rapidly as possible. And we also reiterate that the occupation of Gaza and the West Bank must come to an end so that the Palestinians must have self-determination. Now, this is a separate case to the one launched by South Africa at the International Court of Justice last year in response to the genocide being perpetrated against the people of Gaza. What this latest ruling indicates is that international momentum against Israel's continued violations of the rights of the Palestinian people is growing. Just as I finish addressing you this, replying to this debate, I will be meeting the entire legal team that represents us at the International Court of Justice. These are some of the dedicated South African jurists, legal eagles, I call them, who have through their intellectual prowess and legal knowledge been able to lift our flag to the topmost part of the international justice system. Just as our struggle for national liberation was eventually won with steady victories, so too will the quest for Palestine statehood be ultimately realized. We will continue to pursue progressive internationalism and advance principled solidarity. Our own history and experience demands no less of us. On global platforms, we will continue to push for the reform of the institutions of global governance, including the reform of the United Nations Security Council, so that they are better able to reflect and to represent those areas of the world that do not have a voice, particularly our own beloved continent.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.